Hello, my name is Latasha. Returning your call from customer support.
Yes.
Hello, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. How can I help you today?
Y'all deducted $67.32 from my checking account that I did not approve. Evidently, this was a scam because back on 12/1, I thought I was ordering something for $5.74, which y'all deducted from my checking account, and now there's a deduction for $67.32 that I did not authorize.
Can you provide me with your zip code, ma'am?
76367.
Thank you. Your first and last name.
Mary Naylor, N as in Nancy, Aylor.
Thank you. I have your information right here, Miss Mary. Also, can you verify your shipping address?
5660 FM 1206, Iowa Park, Texas, 76367.
Thank you. And if you can give me about 30 seconds, let it load, we can go over the account and see what happened for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And it's still loading, so.
Mean, I'm not going to lie, I was pretty mad when I found out it was a scam to begin with, but I did click on the $5 thing, so that one I'll eat, but I did not authorize this other one, so I am pretty mad.
Yes,
And
ma'am.
I know
Well,
it's like,
okay, I have it right here. So I see what happened. The $5.74, as you stated, you did click on that one to enter the sweepstakes to win the kitchen piece, well, the kitchen set. Okay, so I have that one. Then also the 6732. So what actually happened with that? When you entered the sweepstakes to win that kitchen set, that was a welcome gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Club. So, which is on like a online discount store membership, and for the membership, we send you $125 to make purchase at the online store. And the monthly membership fee for the Factory Direct Savings Store is $67.32. If you do not cancel, it will be billed 48 hours after signing up, and that's what happened.
that's not what it said when I signed up for anything like that. It did not say anything about a monthly service fee, nothing. It made it sound like I was signing up to get that KitchenAid mixer, and that's not the case. So I would like that removed.
Okay, I can go ahead here and cancel out the membership for you. Do you have a pen and piece of paper?
Yes. I do. Go ahead.
Okay, so it's C and Charlie 269. I'm sorry, 263-06-7413.
C as in Charlie, 263-06-7413.
Yes.
And what was your name again?
It's Tasha, Tasha.
Okay, so this is the credit for the 6732, right?
Well, that would be the cancellation is to cancel out your membership, so nothing else can be charged to your card. Now, with this charge right here, I can offer the 35% of the refund back onto your card within 3 to 5 business days.
Why 35% when it doesn't say anything about that when you sign up, and it's a whole scam anyway?
Due to the fact that it's a valid charge, and also you had to agree in order to purchase the items, ma'am. It's inside of the terms and conditions.
$5.72, not for a $67 membership. It did not say anything about that online.
Okay, let me see if I can find it. If so, I can go over it with you and I can
You
show
know
you
what?
where it was.
A manager, because I want this charge removed. The
Yes, ma'am.
whole
Now,
6732, not 35% of it, because it's crap.
speaking
It's
with
a
the super
what it is, and you know it is.
Now, speaking with the supervisor will be the same protocol and the same policy and the same amount that I can offer you as well.
This is such bullshit. So what's the amount that you're going to offer back out of the 6732 that I'm going to take a hit for, because that's not what it says when I clicked on that?
Let me check it for you.
Post on your website not to do it, because it is such a scam on every single one of these that come through, just so you know. So how much am I going to be seeing on a refund?
I'm doing it now for you. Let's see. And it's showing for $23.56.
That's such bullshit. How long is it going to take for that to happen?
It can be today. Depends on your bank, or 3 to 5 business days. It depends on your bank.
I still want to speak to a manager.
Okay, I can see if there's one available for you. Let me place you on a brief 30-second hold. Yes, ma'am. Ms. Mary, I do apologize about the hold, but at this moment, no one is available.
Oh, God. So I sat on hold for 15 minutes just to find out that I'm screwed. Post the refund, and I'm going to go out there and post on every website what a scam this is. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day, Miss Mary.